ordinance establishing annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sanitary sewer districts. If you have an interest in this matter, we have a separate sign-up for that. Two persons have asked for permission to speak. Feel free to come up and add your name to the list if you have anything to say. Mr. Baker, who will offer the explanation of this matter?
I will.
Thank you.
This public hearing pertains to the assessment rolls for our sewer and water districts. It does not pertain to the sewer and water rates as they're proposed, but we are required by Delaware law to have a separate public hearing for the assessment rolls. The assessment rolls have been available in the utility billing office for review, and they indicate the number of EDUs per property and number of front footage per property that we use as a basis for billing. The next public hearing immediately after this will is concerned sewer rates. So Mr. Griffin, if you would like to go ahead and open the public hearing.
Okay. We have two persons who've asked to speak. Ed Schimler from Dagsboro.
Good morning, Mr. Griffin. I'd like to just speak when we get to the sewer rates. I signed up here not really fully understanding, so.
Dan Kramer also. Did you wish to be deleted, Mr. Kramer?
Yes.
The next one. Okay, is there anyone else from the public who would like to be heard concerning the assessment rolls for sewer and water districts? Let the record show that no one from the public asked to be recognized. We will close that hearing. Move on to the third hearing. Mr. Baker, would you explain the subject of this third hearing?
Yes, this public hearing concerns the proposed sewer and water rates for the county sewer and water districts, and I'd like to explain briefly the proposed rates. We have several charts and handouts. Reflects the proposed sewer and water budget for the county sewer and water districts of $32 million. And as part of that budget, we are recommending increases in sewer connection charges, which are one-time fees, which we will explain, for hookups, and service charges for operations and maintenance costs. As we explained earlier, we've had major increases in electric and energy costs, fuel costs, which are part of the reason for the recommended increase in the service charge. Number of equipment items are included in this proposed budget, as some of which are listed here on the chart. The sewer and water budget does include $2.7 million in realty transfer tax money to help maintain the rates at the recommended levels. The engineering department is working diligently on a number of different areas, providing sewer for Pinetown, South Ocean View, Millville, Johnson's Corner, Miller Creek, and Angola. And for your information, in 1988, we had 13,000 EDUs in the county sewer districts, and next year, or this fiscal 2007, we're up to 54,000. That's a 314% increase, more than it averages out to 17% a year. So the county has been very aggressive, and the engineering department has been very aggressive in providing wastewater service throughout the county. Some of the increases in the electric that were projected by Delmarva Power. The major increases in electric were really reflected in our major facility users of electric, and two of these are in sewer districts, South Coastal Regional treatment facility and the Westerhoget Wolf Neck treatment facility, and also, of course, this building. Even after we bid out the electric supply, we are still expecting just from these three a $280,000 increase in electricity costs next year. And that was a factor in recommending increased service charges. And this chart reflects the average sewer bill and water bill in each district. Again, it's based on an average front footage by district, so it may not match up to your individual bill exactly. But we have over 80% of the districts, or 87% of the sewer EDUs increased approximately $1.55 per month or less. So most of the increase is relatively minor. The highest increase was in the Henlopen district at $3.26 per month. Again, the fuel cost and electric cost increases that we're experiencing is a major reason here, as well as major maintenance. The districts are aging. Some of the districts are close to 30 years old. And we have $317,000, for example, budgeted in the Bethany Sewer District for a slip line project to repair a sewer pipe that is leaking, $176,000 in Long Neck for pump station rebuilds, $205,000 in Westerhoveth for pump station rebuilds, $790,000 in Scruff to rebuild a major pump station, and $1.4 million in Scruff for an administrative and maintenance building rehabilitation. So due to major maintenance and also rising energy costs, we are recommending these increases. And the last chart I have reflects connection charges. These are one-time fees that we charge for new users of our sewer districts. Many are increasing 5%, which reflects the cost, inflationary cost, as recommended by the Engineering News Record for construction of sewer systems. The Scruff districts that are served by Scruff, the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facilities, also increased an additional $442 due to major improvements that have come to our attention that we need to make in the near future. So we also have a handout that was available in the back that shows it has Exhibit 1, 2, and 3, which reflects the operating expense to be recovered by service charges and the capital cost to be recovered by assessment costs on a per-district basis. It breaks down the sewer and water proposed rates, the connection charges, and in the Holtz Landing District, we still have a one-time septic installation fee, which only applies to a few people. So with that, I'll turn it back to Mr. Griffin and open up the public hearing.
Okay, the persons who asked to be recognized to speak are Willie Coffey first. If I pronounced your name correctly.
That's right, Willie Coffey. Appreciate giving me the opportunity to speak here today. I'm in the happen to be in the North Bethany expansion, where our tax rate, our distribution and sewer rate, is $11.99 per foot. As you're aware, most of these homes are part-time residents. People primarily use it in the summertime. Our rate is as much as 17 times some of the other rates, which are 1 or 2 miles down the street. In fact, we're the highest in the county. My particular bill, total sewer bill, is over $1,400 a year. That doesn't include my tax bill. That doesn't include the school tax. So just my sewer bill. And if you look right down the street, where I pay $1,400, you know, some people pay $200 or $300, maybe $400 a year. It just seems a little unfair. I understand that you financed $8 million 20 years ago to build the sewer. It's been refinanced. The bond prices have come way down since you initially built that, but yet our tax rates have not. It would just seem to me that the people in North Best Expansion are unfairly being taken advantage of because a lot of them are part-time residents.
Thank you, Mr. Green, for that.
Well, you know, and myself, who is a retiree who now lives here full-time, I've owned a property here for probably 20 years, but I just feel that our tax rate is as well aligned with even South or Bethany, which, you know, our rate's $11.99, and one rate is 77 cents. So you say to yourself, how can it be 17 times higher, you know, for the same sewer, for the same line? I look at Dewey Beach, who probably pumps more sewage in a weekend than we do in a year, and yet their rate is 69 cents compared to our $11.99. So it just seemed to me that it should be a little more equitable. If the average rate in the county is about $3.39, but again, ours is $11.99. I don't mind paying tax. I believe everybody needs to pay their fair share, but in this case here, it just seems like the rate that you charge the North Bethany expansion is a little bit outweighed. I just noticed that not too long ago that Holtz Landing Toll Brothers put a new development on 4 foot of sand, and it seemed right in a swamp. And they talk about, you know, their rate's only $4.58. Again, ours $11.99. So I don't know how the county council has came up with this. I don't know if you particularly do it. I think that Mr. Baker told me there's a committee that does this. But it seems to me like the committee seems to be taxing the people who probably use the system the least, who pay the most taxes all the way around. And obviously, to me, it seems unfair because, again, as more and more full-time residents come in and retire in the area, it becomes a burden when you're paying 4 to 5 times, 6 times as much as anybody else. So I just want to say my piece. And appreciate where we came at. One of the few, it would seem to me you'd have taxpayers first and not everybody has their hand out.
Okay. Thank you. I will be glad to schedule an hour or so for you, sit down and give you the history and everything and explain it to you.
That's good. I might take you up on it.
Okay. I'd be glad to. Thank you for your comments.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Next, Ed Schimler.
No? No. There's not the density there. There was other places.
Bethany Beach has got the same density as North Bethany, 4 inches of acre. It's called the Barrier Island legislation, which I think you probably missed out on.
George, it also goes with federal and state participation.
That's what I just was explaining. If he understood that, that's where it was, not Mr. Green.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Okay. Good afternoon. Let's respect the speaker.
Misconception you've had for years.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm coming to speak about the wastewater program and equitable cost sharing. I do have some charts that I'd like to use on the easels here, and if I may do so. I want to address the inequities in the use of the front footage assessments, and hope that you can make some adjustments or modifications to that. I have three problem areas. One that I think is countywide. Sussex County's continued use of the front footage for assessment produces inequitable user fees, and there's reasons for that. Inappropriate charges for capital cost of a new sewer collection pipes within the Greens, which was voted on by the council on March 30th, 2004, to include the Greens in the Holtz Landing Sewer District. And third point is a lack of accountability for actual costs and assessments to extend that Holtz Landing Sewer District to include the Greens. The first problem that I have: assessment rates that are inequitable with high cost bias resulting from the use of front footage bases without applying a cap or an adjustment. I just wanted to start saying the lot that I live on in the Greens, which is an older development, is 164.7 feet. And there's other lots in there that involve cul-de-sacs that, under the ordinance, could be as low as 40 feet.
Right.
I just took a chart here, and I've showed this to you once before, comparing this, my lot, 164 to 50 feet, and what these assessment rates amount to. And since there's a 20-year bond involved in this, I took it over, the cost went out for over 20 years. My lot here for the collection cost is based on a rate, or was based on a rate of 652 times the front foot times the 20 years. That means that I'll pay out $21,477. And I'll explain, I don't even use that collection piping.
You don't?
I'm going to go through this in some more detail. The cul-de-sac, we're all using the same wastewater sewer system. They're going to pay $65.20. This is a range, okay? Most people may be towards the higher end, but there are some low costs here. The transmission cost is $395. Now, you've adjusted these rates today. I see that. But this was the information that I had, and this is the information that I received in a letter on April the 19th from the engineering department when I was told that we should move forward and hook up. So for this purpose here, so it was $395 times the front foot benefits over 20 years. To me, that would be $13,011. If it's a small lot on the cul-de-sac here, it's $3,950. Total up, you can see the total assessment is $34,400 versus $10,470. So it's three times as much using the same piping systems, the same services. The other costs are the EDU service charge, and that's the same for everybody, and upfront construction costs, which are changing and going up. Yes. So the ordinance that governs the sewage assessments, I believe, should be modified as a result of Sussex County comprehensive plan changes over the years, and land use laws changes over the past decade. We now try to make better utilization of the land. We allow for medium and higher density land, developers to use medium and higher density residences, which means smaller lot sizes, less front footage, but with the same household wastewater discharge. Sussex County prides itself on being user fee and not property tax based for services to county citizens, as Mr. Stickles referred to. Therefore, county officials should recognize that they have a responsibility which they can delegate to the staff, but they also have a duty to see that the fees and assessment charges are distributed equitably to all users of the sewer systems within each district. The growth in the county's wastewater system over the past 18 years, as Mr. Stickles points out in the budget, is 314% and will grow to 54,311 EDUs in 2007. This means the cost information is available, and it is based on these some of these fees here and that are broken out. To review the policies and establish equitable rates for services used in each sewer district. I want to show you an example by using the Holtz Landing District. This is the existing Holtz Landing District, and the rates that were established here in this past year were $4.58 for front foot, 63 cents mm-hmm. for front foot was for collection, and $3.95 for transmission and treatment. The average lot in there is 84 feet. The think that shows up in your budget pages on page 119. Okay? Because I want to show a comparison because of the impact of the length of the front footage, I'm taking two standard lots, two average lots in the Holtz Landing District, 84 each, for a strip here of 168. There's two EDUs on that, and these are the fees that the county would receive. For two EDUs, it's 2 times 223.50 proposed for this coming year, $447. And the assessment would be 2 times the 84 feet per lot times 458. So it's 769.44. So the total is 1,216.44 for each one of these lot owners. They're going to pay 608.22. Now consider the older land use laws requiring larger lots because of the septic fields and also for for having wells in that. Okay, we'll take the same 168 feet for the larger lot. There's one EDU on that. This is the way the greens is laid out. We can only have one house. It's one EDU, and that fee is $223.50, the same as before. The assessment is for the whole 168 feet times 458. That's 769. The total is $992.94. The thing that I want to point out to you, I'm taking the rates from the existing Holtz Landing, but I want to demonstrate to you what has happened because of the existing assessment based on front footage, where it's 608.22. Theoretically, the person with the larger lot here is paying $992.94, which is an increase, which is 163% of what the other smaller lot owners will pay. Now, these lot owners are putting in twice the load into the transmission seat system, twice the load on the treatment, and so this becomes a very excessive cost. Now, The existing for this year, we put a 100-foot cap on the front footage, and if you did that, then this here would be $458.
Right.
Okay. So the fee this year would be $681.50. That versus $992 because you have a cap in place. It kind of offsets this problem that I'm addressing.
Right.
But it's still, the $681.50 is still about $70 or 70-something dollars more than the $608 here. So it's still higher, but it brings the 63% down to 112%. But clearly you do have twice the load on the system here for this. So my recommended solution for this is to place a permanent cap on the high-end front footage assessments. You do have a low-end cap of 40, but to make it more equitable, there should be a high-end cap on this.
Do you have a number in mind?
We have 100. You have 100 feet now. Okay.
Less.
No. I'm just saying here that I used 100 feet in what
previous.
I set up here to say that this would be less. It would come down to 681. It's still higher than the other, but there should be something along those lines.
We still have a cap this year, right? Okay.
Second year in a row, I see no reason why the next administration would not continue.
Well, why? You've given us this presentation before, and that's what you based it on at that time, right?
This chart is different, okay? I'm going, only the first was the same. But I'm just saying it ought to be more equitable, and since my last presentation, you have gone to putting a cap, but there's no mention of the cap in this budget, at least that I can see. So I think there should be something in place there that would accomplish making this more equitable. The second problem is more localized. It's inappropriate charges for capital costs of sewer collection pipes in the Greens at Indian River. Now, the Greens is a development that was laid out in the 1980s, requiring large lots, as I said, because of individual septic systems. And the lot sizes range from a half acre up to just under an acre. And these reflected the land use laws required at that time. This is what the greens looks like. This is the tax map, okay, for the greens. Okay, it's laid out here so that if you go north, you go towards the Indian River Bay. The only reason the sewage is brought to the to this development now, is retrofitted to this development, is because a new development, Ellis Point, requested an easement to come through the greens.
Right.
So the lands of Ellis Point are a little bit north, just north of the greens. Also, the layout of the land, the elevations down here along Windward Way are 4 or 5 feet higher than these elevations here. Some of these homes up here in this northern part of the greens are in a flooding zone district, and they have elevated, they have mounds, and they have special sewage handling systems. I don't know if you can see this map very well. I do have a handout of my speaking points that I'd like to give you. It might be easier for you to follow along with that.
Could you stick to what you're up here to talk about? I mean, this is a zoning issue. I mean, you talk about the rates. What's your 3 points? We should have a limit on how long you can talk.
Yes, sir.
Page 4 of the budget letter talks about the cap. Explains that the budget has there is a front foot cap.
And that's something we do yearly.
Right.
Okay, it's not something like a permit. The one at the low end is a permanent
cap. It's like
cap.
Setting tax rates and everything.
Right, but the low end is part of the ordinance. The 40 foot minimum is a part of the ordinance.
Right.
The high end is not. Okay.
I'm saying that I think that ought to be part of the ordinance, that it ought to be modified so that we start to...
Budget is an ordinance, yeah. And it's part of the ordinance.
Right.
The yes. budget is an ordinance. It's set every year. It's an
right,
ordinance.
But it's not... Okay.
Right. The 40-foot is an ordinance. It can be changed. You can change it today
That's
if you
just
want.
Suggested.
Okay. On the fourth sheet here, this is a miniature of this here map that I'm referring to. And you see there... is a pumping station up in just out in the lands of the Ellis Point. And from that pumping station is the sewer main, that red line. That runs down County Road 346 and crosses over into the greens just before Windward Way and then continues on over to Route 348. Now, all the sewage from Ellis Point and all the sewage from the entire greens comes down that red sewer main. And as I said, people along Windward Way have been directed by the engineering department to go ahead and proceed with hooking up.
Again, what's this have to do with the rates?
Well, I'm getting to that, Mr. Dukes. I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Okay, now... Mr. Duke says about the rates. Well, to start off with, this easement, we were asked to vote on an easement. There was only one meeting, even though we had been promised by our board of directors in the Greens that they would have a full accountability. That never occurred. There was only one meeting on November 15th, 2003, and we were told that we would have to vote on that at that meeting to accept this request for an easement. Now, just around that time, we received this paper from Caldera Properties, who are developing the Ellis Point. You'll see on the page just behind the map, there are engineering cost estimates for the Ellis Point, from the Ellis Point pump station through the greens, Caldera expenses, it says $711,700. And then there's also the remainder of the greens, which is at Greens and County expense, $799,000. Now, also right above that on that page, you see that Ellis Point, the pump station, this is for bond prices, is $929,000. And the remainder of the Greens is listed as $1,157,000 there. So these two, I'm going to come back to that in my final analysis here of that. But this is the breakdown that we were given just prior to that meeting. Now, that meeting, there was only one handout before that meeting to the community, and that was rather confusing because they said there would be free sewer main service to about one-third of the community because of this participation of Caldera and Ellis Point paying for that sewer main.
Maybe cheaper.
It should be cheaper, right.
You are.
Now,
sir, your comments on the rates, do you have a solution to or a suggestion that you'd like to see? That's what this public hearing is about, the rates.
Yeah, you have my speaking notes yes. there in front. I'm on the second page here now. On that.
Yeah, okay. I know where you're at on that, but it's a long document here. You're
well, I just wanted to try to abbreviate, so I made these notes up here for this. Now, Sussex County intends to blend this thing and charge homeowners along Wynnewood Way for the collection lines. You see that blue line coming there on that map? That's all collection piping. All 94 lots within the Greens is serviced by that red sewer main, but only 55 lots are serviced by the collection piping that they need. Everybody, all 94 lots are receive the same service by that sewer main that's supposedly Ellis Point is paying for. But now by blending what the county engineers have done, they've taken all of the funds and they're using it to pay for those collection pipes, okay? And they're charging everybody in the Greens for the collection pipes, even though only 55 homes are serviced by that. So therefore, people along Wynnewood Way are paying a very high rate for something that they don't even use.
Are you saying that maybe Caldera is kicking in money that's really not being accounted for?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the way that the county has combined this or blended this to get a rate. They're going to charge everybody in the Greens a certain rate. It's really for this collection piping, which is the blue, okay? People along Wynnewood Way don't use that. They don't utilize that at all.
But, okay? You know, people in there that are senior citizens don't utilize the school districts, but they pay school taxes. There are certain systems in which everybody pays into a pool.
And if they're over 65, Mr. Phillips, they get a cut on that. I think it's half for the school taxes.
Well, if they're 64, they're not, you know. But I'm just saying there are certain systems in place that cannot address every equitable occasion, and this may be one of them. Are you suggesting a wholesale revision of the way we...
I'm suggesting that you should be, because of the comprehensive plan changes, because of land use changes, you should be looking at these laws that are affected by that okay. and distributing, because of you get into a situation where the cost is distributed inequitably. In other words...
I appreciate that, and I have to say that I'm about to agree with Mr. Dukes that you're talking about some big issues here that may not necessarily be appropriate to try to solve in today's budget hearing. Is there a specific rate that you would suggest that we charge, or a specific front footage that you believe is fair that we could consider making a motion on?
Well, I've addressed for the countywide, you know, this budget cap, you use 100-foot, that brings it basically more in line. But now we're talking about the capital cost of the Greens, which is just in process now. That red sewer line is in place, and we're told to hook up. The blue is still being built. It's not completed yet.
So So have you a suggestion? Have you got something?
Well, my motion, and I just say that you have a chart here which shows that the average cost in the greens is $1,540. My cost, based on these rates, is $1,947.
Okay.
And that's because of the front footage. All the front footage is accessible. And that. This is...
Okay, are you saying that we need to try to get your fee in line with the average?
That's what my objective would be, but this also affects other people along Windward Way.
Understood. Now, you understand that we may be able to address this in a workshop setting, but to try to hammer this out today...
For the past 2 years, I've tried to do that. I've asked for meetings, and I've been pushed aside. I have not been granted any kind of a meeting or hearing on this to go through the details of it.
Okay, let me ask staff.
That's correct.
Is there any way that today we can try to address this, or is this something that's just, again, has to be put off? My apologies if that's the case.
Well, based on what we've heard, there's not been a specific concrete solution proposed, so...
Well,
no, the staff support, historically, this is what has worked. We got 55,000 ADU users and all. This is what has worked historically. This is what has been supported by EPA, by DENREC, and by the courts. And we don't see the urgency of changing this. I'm sorry. I mean, I can understand. He has a homeowners association, which he doesn't agree with. He has, you know, we're not going to satisfy him unless we change it to his likings.
It's not that I disagree with the homeowners association. What I'm saying to you is that we were denied any discussion on that. They set up this meeting on November the 15th,
Is that your homeowners association?
County administration was represented by the Department of Engineering.
I understand that, but your homeowners got to be able to vote on whether
the assessment. You see in there, in my package there.
I did see it.
There is the vote, and it was just to give them.
But you did have that right to vote.
Yes, and we voted.
Okay, and the majority. And the majority won.
The majority gave them an easement.
Okay.
And I think that's wonderful. When I spoke to you in 2004, I said, I hope you do include us, because just for the general environmental aspects of this, it should be included. I'm not fighting that. Okay, it's the way the cost is distributed that I object to.
I don't think we're not going to come to a solution today.
Okay, my solution or recommendation is that the Sussex County should not charge residents being served by Windward Way the full assessment rate for the capital cost of the sewer collection. That's the blue line in there.
Right.
Okay? Since the primary sewer main is paid for by Caldera, the cost share for Windward Way residents should be significantly reduced or eliminated. Alternatively, the county council might consider subsidizing the residents along Windward Way for their portion of the sewer cost, because it hasn't been addressed adequately. In the budget papers, I think you have $70,000 for capital cost recovery for this year. So somewhere around $25,000 would be attributed to the residents along Windward Way.
So there's your motion.
In summary.
Okay.
We want to spread the cost.
Someone else can make the same argument.
Right.
We shouldn't even be subsidizing the sewer districts with the realty transfer tax for those who don't even have sewer.
Okay, so your suggestion is that we subsidize this specific area of the district to bring it into a more equitable calculation.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
we need to at some point let us consider that on our own. Relinquish the
there's a lot of little pieces and parts to this, and Mr. Stickles addressed things, and he's kind of just smooths over everything.
He's passionate about the system that he's overseen.
But the system has been in effect, according to your engineer, since the 1970s. Okay, and I'm saying that we have all these changes in land use laws that impact on this ordinance that haven't been addressed.
All the new guys are getting it cheap. And the older residents are getting this sucked
is, to yeah, this
it.
Is yes, a retrofit. Exactly right. This is a retrofit.
They got grants and they got everything.
Yeah. The new guys are paying for it.
Yeah, right. The new ones are.
All right. All right.
I'm paying for something that I don't even utilize with these collection pipes, these blue lines in that map there. And as a result of the fact that all my front footage is accessible, I'm going to pay something in the range of $1,900 each year for the next 20 years or the remainder of my life. I'm 67 years old, so I don't think I'm going to be around for the full 20 years. But anyway, that's extremely high. It's also $407 higher than the average in the Greens, okay? And that's 26% more. If you compare it to the existing Holt's Landing District, it's $1,340 more, or 220% of that. So it kind of gets ridiculous almost with the amount that I'm asked to pay for this system.
Right. Mr. Baker, sir, did anyone calculate how much it would have been to the users of the Greens if Caldera had not contributed anything? Isn't that why it wasn't served with Holt's Landing to start with? Because
yes,
of how cost
is,
prohibitive if Caldera
why,
had not contributed at all?
I don't think we calculated that, but we worked, we negotiated the best possible deal that we could for
the developer.
For the county, for the residents of the Greens.
Russell, you
county,
want to speak?
For the county.
Caldera.
For the residents of the Greens.
Come up if you want to speak.
And we, the cap, the 100-foot cap applies to your property, so.
That's,
I mean,
this year. That's
bill
this year.
In the Greens
I didn't,
with a 100-foot cap.
I didn't see that. Mr. Stickle said something about a letter or so. I didn't read anything about the cap in the budget
the
here.
The cap, well, it's is on page 17 of the budget. $450,000
right.
is included
right.
in page 17.
It's on page 4 and it's on page 17.
Right. It's on page 4 of the letter.
What is the cap then? How many feet?
100 feet. 100 front feet. And 2 years ago, it was 125 front feet. This year, it's 100. And next year, it would, if the council.
And your front
it,
footage is how much?
164.
So you're here to say thank you for putting the cap on.
That's one thing that I am appreciative of. It helps. It certainly
we're giving
helps.
You 64 feet of pipe.
Yeah.
But I'm also paying for this collection piping. That I'm not a user, and you said you're user fee based. But the law, the way it's written, it says that everybody in the district, will have to pay this cost.
Right.
But you do not charge the Holt's Landing District, the existing district, because they're outside of this new piping that you're putting in place. But at the same time, I'm outside of this collection piping.
Right.
So, but I'm being charged.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to wind it up because it's been 30-some minutes now. We got to move on. I got a long agenda here yet.
Okay. I'd like you to go to the last page.
Oh, sugar's getting a little low.
Okay.
One minute. Let's wind it up.
I feel that we haven't had accountability for the cost of retrofitting sewers to the Indian River. Okay. Now, this back page here talks about the accountability of sewer costs.
You can take Mr. Kramer's time, but go ahead.
You see, that last page, I go back to that Ellis Point sheet that it was earlier there, and the base cost for engineering to install this here piping for the Ellis Point is $711,700, and for the remainder of the Greens, which we are responsible for, is $799. That's base two. Now, they estimated what the unit bond prices would be. And for Ellis Point, it came out to $929,000. So they added $217,400 to that, which is 23% above the actual construction cost. The remainder of the Greens, it came up to $1,157,320, which was an addition of $358,000 or 30.95%. I don't understand why there's a difference in the percentages. If it's an overhead cost, because the county's involved, why is the amount that's assigned to the Greens almost 31%, but the part that is assigned to Ellis Point for this project is only 23%?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the county Sussex engineers said the whole project cost for bond purposes $2,330,000. Ellis Point share, they took this, the 929, they just rounded it up to 930. And for the Greens, they said, well, it's going to be 1,400,000. They've added 243,000. There is a total here of hedge factors, overhead, and excessive cost of 601,000, 75% of the Greens' share. This is just out of line, and I don't understand it, and it's an accountability question, and it should be explained to the residents of the Greens. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Could I make one comment?
Yes, sir.
We, as Mr. Schimmler, I think,
yes,
noted, the project is under construction, and I know I worked with Mr. Archett, and we agreed on the contract for the project based on engineers' estimates, and I don't have all of that information in front of me right now. But the maximum is $1.4 million of the as noted, and we are paying the contractor for the work,
yes,
based on the bills as they come in, and that's it, the maximum. And I think Mr. Archer would concur that we expect to pay the entire $1.4 million and the cost to exceed that. We expect the cost to exceed that, but that's it. Our contract is $1.4 million maximum. I feel we have accountability for it. I
just need to have the accountability explained to me.
Okay. I'm not sure.
What do you need explained to you? The contract upset limit is $1.4 million. That is all we're paying. Caldera is paying more than that.
Well, not according to the figures that they've given here. They have another.
Correct, Russell. Our upset limit is 1.4.
Okay, sir. Mr. Schimmler, we're going to have to move on. We'll get with this. This is going to turn into a seminar here.
Mr. Archer, we'll get with you on that. He'll explain it.
Mr. Archer, you've blocked some time out for the gentleman.
I've been denied in the past here the opportunity to meet with the engineer. I've written letters. I've talked to Mr. Archer. I've talked with Mr. Izzo, and we've had an exchange of letters. And I've been treated kind of shabbily in that respect on that. I wrote some questions at Mr. Izzo's urgings, and I didn't receive an answer for 10.5 months. 10.5 months to get my questions answered. In fact, I went back to him.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Go home and write all your questions down, and we will block some time out for you here so you won't have to write letters, okay?
Dan Kramer.
Dan, your time already started.